Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe lesser values than love simply will devolve into the black hole of BS, which is bait and switch. I always like to give you a moment to consider what BS might be, but you can take it where you'd like to go, but I'm talking about baiting and switching. What does that mean? Well, it means we bait people in with kind words, and then we switch to our reality, which is less than love, and we've got to stop it. Love is the one priority of life that sustains life, keeps life from sliding into the terrible, terrible pit of problematic, controlling other people, and making life miserable rather than life beautiful. So I'm glad you came here today. If you've never been here before, thank you for joining us today. Give me about 30 minutes of your life and time, please. I promise I'm not going to hurt you, but I am going to help lead you. And it may give you some stretching feelings, you know, like you get up in the morning and you groan a bit to try to get out of bed after laying there all night. I might do that, but I'm not here to hurt. I'm here to help. And my help is one word, love. To that end, we do a few things here to start off with, and we'll conclude with a couple other little things. But right now, I want to start with love's creed. Those of you who have been here before, you know it. If you've never been here before, love's creed is something I wrote a little over a decade ago as a New Year's resolution. This resolution then became a creed, and I've edited it, and it's evolved to where it is today. And it's a means by which we can center our thinking and our lives. So if you'd like a copy of this, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. Randy Dean Ministries, all one word, all lowercase, @gmail. I'd be happy to send you a copy. And I promise not to BS you or bait and switch you. Say, hey, send you a copy, but then I'm gonna harass you with emails from here on and forever. Nope, not going to happen. That's not me. All right, here's Love's Creed in total. Then I'll go back, and then I'll ask you to repeat after me in a little short burst from it. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. That sets the tone for me. That's my true north. Now, join me if you will, please, and repeat after me as I give you one phrase, and then you take it up from there. All right, here we go. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. Well, there you have it. Hang on to that, would you please? And if you get a copy at randydeanministries@gmail.com, put it on a 3x5 card or put it in your computer or on your device and have it somewhere where you can easily access it and make this a part of your living and your life. I promise you it'll help. It'll help set the tone for each and every day. Or maybe close the day by putting things in perspective as to what's going on in your day. Well, last week I talked to you about love can do some things and love cannot do some things. And one thing that love cannot do is to be in a codependent relationship and be expressed well. Love is not codependency. What is codependency? Well, it means you're wrapped up and your life is drawn into fixing, managing, and controlling others. Another three words that go with that, you're also seeking to recruit, to enlist, there's the word, I couldn't get it out, and to convert. I'll add one more, convince. Recruit, enlist, convince, convert, fix, manage, control. Those are the buzzwords of the dysfunction of codependency. That's not love. And love cannot be codependent. Codependency and love are antithetical to each other. They're polar opposites. And if you're fixing, managing, controlling, and telling yourself you're loving, I got some bad news for you. That's not love. That's codependency. It'd be good for you to find a 12-step support group in Al-Anon or CODA. There are meetings all over the area here in western Wisconsin and really around the nation. Go somewhere and say, hey, my life has been trapped in the poisonous behavior of codependency. I'm fixing, managing, controlling. I'm seeking to convert, convince, and enlist. I'm just trying to live somebody else's life rather than to live my own life, to recruit them into my life. That's a sickness and a sadness. But if you love, if you really love, you hold people with an open hand. If you love, you manage your life in a way that isn't managing other life. What you do with your life, what you do, and you don't do it as opposed to somebody, you do it for yourself. You know, Jesus said to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So loving ourselves is right there in the very big beginning of being a healthy lover of all things, all people, everywhere, at all times. Now, let me share with you some other thoughts about codependency. Last week, I kind of reviewed just now what we did last week, but I want to take it to a little further stretch for you, all right? Here we go. This is from the CODA, Codependence Anonymous book, and it's an excellent resource for reading and finding yourself in the middle of it so that you can love and not be codependent. Codependents will often simply believe that people are incapable of taking care of themselves. And so to that end, with a few rare exceptions, they will let people manage their own lives. Just letting other people manage your own life, that's love. But codependency is believing somewhere that people are incapable of just taking care of yourself. So then we go around fixing, managing, controlling, recruiting, enlisting, and converting, and trying to manage people in a way that fits our little box of life rather than letting them discover life on their own. Another thing codependents will often do is to attempt to convince others what to think, what to do, or what to feel. Well, you should feel. You know, we have in recovery circles, we have a saying that says, don't be shouldn't on me. Now, don't be shouldn't on people. You shouldn't should. So I just should it on you. But codependency is often an attempt to convince other people what they should think, what they should do, or how they should feel. But love and people coming out of codependency into love will learn to accept the thoughts and the choices and the feelings of other people. Even though I'm not comfortable with what they think or how they feel, I'm not here to convert you to my thinking. Because if I get into that terrible pattern, well, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in a life of outside of love, because love will simply say, all right, I accept your thoughts. I accept your choices. I accept your feelings. Even if I'm not completely comfortable with it, I accept that you have a right to think for yourself. Here's one for you, that codependence is not love, and this is a codependency of what I'm about to share with you, and this deserves a bit of a drum roll. Are you ready? Here we go. Codependents freely offer advice and direction without being asked. You see, that's not love. See, I run into this a lot in Christian circles. Yes, you know, we got to speak the truth in love, and that's a Bible verse, I know. But that Bible verse is in a much larger context of living a life of love that is attractive so that others are coming to you because of your love. And then when they're ready for truth and they're requesting it, then in love, we speak the truth that others may grow. But here's what happens in codependency. We freely offer advice and direction without being asked or invited. I have a saying that I live by, and that is the best advice is advice that's asked for. The worst advice is the advice we give when nobody's asking. When we feel like we're so smart, everybody needs to hear what my advice is. Well, that's codependency, and that's not love. Love waits. Love is patient. We know this from 1 Corinthians 13. It's patient enough to say, look, I haven't been asked for my advice, so I've got it. And this is an internal dialogue. I've got advice, but I'm not going to force it on you because that wouldn't be love. Because love will give advice only when we're asked. Codependency is running around giving everybody our best 2 cents. And I would urge you to keep those last 2 pennies because it might be the last pocket of change you got in your peace of mind. All right. Codependency is also resentful when others decline our help or reject our advice. We get resentful. That's not love. Resenting is not love. Resenting is, well, it's unforgiveness. It's bitterness. It's striving internally. When others reject our advice, which, by the way, might have been given without being requested, we resent that others are not living by our almighty wisdom. I know a lot about this because as a pastor, an occupational hazard is doing what I'm doing now as I'm sharing a message, I'm giving a sermon, I'm putting out a homily, and I just expect everybody to click their heels and salute and say, yes, sir, we'll go do that right away. And if I'm not operating in love, I will often just look at that and resent all the people that were sitting in church and not doing what I told them to do. Well, that isn't love, is it? And I've been there many times, more times than I care to admit. So what's the loving side of that? Rather than being resentful when others decline my help, I learn how to be content to see others taking care of themselves. Oh, imagine that. Imagine being adult enough to be content while I watch people take care of their own life without needing to fix, manage, control, recruit, enlist, or convert, or convince. Oh my, help me, Lord. Love doesn't fix, manage, control, recruit, enlist, or convert, or convince. I'm content in love to see others simply take care of themselves. Are they falling short? Well, sure they are. Let me ask you this. Are you falling short of taking care of yourself? I'm betting you are. I know I am. I don't take care of myself as I should always. But here's what I know about me is when people love me in spite of me, now I know that's love. It's not codependency. You're not trying to fix, manage, and control. Listen. Codependency will always have a feeling of have to feel needed in order to have a relationship. Do you need me? Because if you need me, then we can have a relationship. Well, that isn't love. That's something else. It's called a sickness of codependency, where all my relationships are need based. It's transactional. Do I dare say it's prostitutional? Well, at least it's transactional. When I'm so needed, you need me. I gotta have your life in my life because you need me, and that'll drive you into a sickness. But in love, I learn to develop relationships with others based on our equality and our balance in life. I don't think everything you think, and you don't think everything I think, and there's no need for me to fix, manage, and control that. Recruit, enlist, or convert you, or absolutely draw you into some convincing argument that I'm right, you're wrong, shut up, let's sit down, and you listen to me. Well, see, that's codependency. That's not love. Love learns to embrace and develop relationships with others that is based on equality. Well, in our codependency, I'm going to treat you like a dentist right now. Like if I'm going too hard and you're starting to feel that drill hitting that tooth a little much and you can't talk, you might want to raise your hand. Well, never mind. I can't see you. So I'm just going to sally on here. We've got another about 10 minutes or so. Hang in there. Hang in there. This is going to do you good. I promise. In codependency, we use blame and shame to exploit others emotionally. And even if it's subtle shame or blame, we're just looking to get them to torque toward our way, to twist them into a way, our way of thinking. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's not love. That's codependency. It's a sickness. But when I learn to love, I can ask directly for what I want, what I need, and trust the outcome with God. I'm not going to try to manipulate people and their outcomes with my shaming and blaming. Blaming and shaming, that's another BS word. Blaming and shaming, baiting and switching. Let's be done with blame and shame, baiting and switching. We're not here to manipulate people toward our opinion. That isn't love. Love respects other opinions. Love says you have an equal right to me to have an opinion, and I do not, nor will I ever, put myself in a role of being like God to you to blame and shame you toward what I think so that we are all just alike. You know what that is, right? Boredom. That's boredom when we're all alike. If all of us are alike, somebody's unnecessary. If any two of us are alike, one of us is unnecessary. And that's not love. Here we go. Refusing to cooperate or compromise or negotiate is codependency. I refuse. I'm not negotiating. I'm not compromising. I'm not going to negotiate. Sounds like American politics right now. That's codependency. It isn't love, because love has learned to cooperate, to compromise, to negotiate with others in a way that is honoring my own integrity and the integrity of others. Quid pro quo is a Latin phrase for I'll give some and you give some, and we both give enough to be equals in this relationship. Well, that's love. Quid pro quo says, if I give, what will you give? And again, that can get into transactional relationship, but it recognizes that everything in life in terms of business and politics and marriage relationships, romantic relationships, everything needs to be negotiated towards some equality, because that's what love will do. Love negotiates toward equality. My opinion isn't better than yours, and yours isn't better than mine. We both have opinions, and we're both entitled to what we believe, regardless of how superior I may think mine is, or how superior you think yours is. Love says, your opinion is equal in standing to my own. And so we're going to be grown-ups and negotiate. So codependency refuses to cooperate, compromise, and negotiate, but love will cooperate, compromise, and negotiate with others in a way that honors their integrity and my own. And one last about the difference between codependency and love. In codependency, we pretend to agree with others just to get what they want. We pretend with others to get what we want. But in love, I'll communicate with others in an authentic and truthful way without blaming and shaming or baiting and switching. My communication is authentic. We might say, well, I'd like to do that, but here's my problem. That day is already full. So please understand, I'm not trying to push you back. I'm just trying to live in faithfulness to my own priorities. And it's not to blame you. It's not to shame you. It's not to push back on you. It's simply to love myself and to love you by telling you the truth, to be authentic without barbs on it, without a doubled up fist like, you better listen to me because this is my problem. No, that isn't love. That's controlling, codependency. When we love, we have an authentic idea. We share it without motivation to change anything, but simply to share where we are at in life. All right, I've really piled in on you real heavy here today, and I appreciate your patience with me, because I've given you a lot to chew on here. So let me land today's broadcast on a softer spot from a quote by a guy by the name of Fred Rogers. Oh, yes, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Our good old Fred Rogers said this. What a beautiful quote this is. Love isn't a state of perfect caring. Love is an active noun, like struggle. To love someone is to strive to accept that person exactly the way he or she is, right here and now. Oh, I love that quote. Oh, Mr. Rogers, thank you so much for that. Let me read it again to you. Love isn't a state of perfect caring. Love is an active noun, like struggle. To love someone is to strive to accept them exactly the way he or she is, right here and right now. Again, I'm not trying to fix, manage, control, recruit, enlist, or convert you to convince you towards something that is what I believe. No. I'm going to accept you for who you are right here, right now. And even if your flaws are just screaming at me, I'm not here to fix all of that, because I'll slide into the dark hole of codependency and away from the brightness and the height of love. So thank you, Mr. Rogers. What a perfect way to bring us in for a landing on this episode of the No BS Bishop. To know that I'm alive to love, that lesser values than love devolve easily into blame and shame, or bait and switch, or BS. So let's be people of love, not codependency. Codependency will make your soul and your emotions sick and weary, but love will lift you up. Love lifted me is like an old song used to sing. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Join that, would you? Just join that principle in life. All right, here we go to the close of this broadcast, and I invite you to a couple of practices. The first one is breathing. Well, you know, I breathe every day, and you might say, what? I'm breathing right now. But I would suggest that it's important to breathe intentionally, to breathe with a little more synchronous motion of your mind and your body and your soul, to breathe in a way that's nice and easy, slow things down, and inhale as much as you can, and exhale with gratitude. So on the count of three, take the deepest breath you can and hold it there for just a moment. One, two, three. Inhale and hold it and exhale. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Inhale the strength to be grateful. That's a way to live life in a way that is helpful and strong, and it just keeps us moving the right way, right? I'm a big believer in taking a little Sabbath every day, as much as you can, because we can't all get away for a week or two, a month or 3 months for a Sabbath, but all of us have the opportunity to take 3 minutes, 5 minutes, maybe a half an hour, and just sit somewhere and breathe. It's good for your mind, good for your soul, good for your body. And when all that's cooking, you're living pretty good. The second practice I want to invite you to is the practice of saying slowly and intentionally the three most magical, holy, and charmed words in the human language. And those three words are, I love you. Oh yeah, I know, when you look people right in the eye and you say it slowly, they get nervous. You get nervous. They get nervous. It's awkward. It's startling. And my challenge with that is, okay, it is awkward and startling only because we don't practice it. When it's less than part of our core value, well, then I'm nervous. And then the person I'm talking to is nervous. Perhaps if we get past that awkward adolescent view of love and move towards some maturity in our love, we can say it without ulterior motives. This isn't about sexual or romantic love. This is about relational love. It's just simply to be well related to somebody somewhere, and even if it's a stranger, to find a way to be related as well as you can, and to slow those words down and say with eye contact, I love you. Wow. Somebody, I think, just caught that. And if you did, hang on to it. Don't run away from that too quick. Just let my own words to you hold you steady and strong. Hey, whoever you are, I love you. I know I can't promise this on any ironclad way, but I hope the last breath of my life is spent saying to somebody somewhere, family, medical staff, somebody, stranger perhaps, those three magical, holy, and charmed words, I hope my last breath on earth says, I love you. And what I know is this, that the God of love, God who is love, will one day greet me with arms wide open and eye contact to this little boy by the name of Randy Dean, that God will look this boy right in the eyes, smile that celestial, transcendent smile of God, and say, hey, boy, I love you. If somebody's near you, try it. Maybe just your dog or your cat, your goldfish, I don't know, get eye contact. See what happens. Then find somebody that's, you know, maybe not ready for it, but maybe get yourself ready for that practice. It'll change your life. It'll change how you look at people. Because I believe that if we would just help everybody write their life script a little better each and every day. See, every day is a script of our own book of life. And if every page has the word love on it, if every page has the three words, I love you, in our life script, well, then our life is getting better, not bitter. Our life is going forward, not backwards, because love is the magnetic force that holds society together. It holds communities together. It holds churches together. It holds committees together. If we have love for one another, then we will do what we need to do as a team together without BSing, blaming and shaming, baiting and switching. We will simply, beautifully, powerfully, and with concentration, love one another. All right, I got to bring it in for a close here, and I'm here to tell you, if you'll go out there and do something beautiful, recognizing that ugly, oh baby, ugly is getting done to death, then we, the people of beauty, carrying the message of the desire of all humanity, the message of love, love for all, love for everyone, walking away from codependency, climbing the mountain, the marathon, running the race of love for all our life, will improve not only our life, but it will improve all of the lives around us, and beauty will have won the day. I'm so glad you joined me today. Happy trails, y'all. This is Bishop Randy Dean signing off.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.